Retailers are businesses which sell directly to the public. Such businesses do not have to be shops. For example, mail order companies are examples of retailers who sell directly to the public. Retailers have specific problems that perhaps other VAT traders would not experience. Retail schemes were introduced to reflect the fact that retailers would find it difficult to identify individual transactions as required by the normal rules of VAT. This is because retailers sell such large quantities of goods. Hence, identifying each individual sale can be full of problems. If you imagine a large store, such as Marks & Spencer, having to separately identify each sale made, we would be looking at millions and millions of sales on an annual basis. Operating the normal rules of VAT would be a nightmare for such a large retailer. Associated with this would be the problem of having to issue a VAT invoice for each transaction. Because of all these problems, retailers have always enjoyed a special treatment for VAT. The special treatment is reflected in various retail schemes that the VAT authorities allow retailers to operate. These schemes apply not only to very large retailers, but basically to all retailers, i.e. anyone who sells directly to the public. At its very simplest, a retail scheme will take the cash in the till, which perhaps has been adjusted by one or two items as per the specific retail scheme. This cash will basically be divided up into the different types of sales. For example, it will be split between standard-rated and zero-rated sales, and maybe, in very extreme cases, some exempt sales as well. The split is an apportionment which is fixed according to the retail scheme rules. Hence, it is only an approximation of the true sales that have been made, but, nonetheless, it calculates the correct VAT for the period, which will then be entered on the VAT return in the normal way. The use of a retail scheme is wholly at customs' discretion. Customs can refuse to allow the use of a scheme if the use of the scheme does not give a just and reasonable result, or if it is necessary to do so for the protection of the revenue, or if it is reasonable to expect the retailer to account for VAT in the normal way. If a business makes both retail and non-retail sales, then the non-retail sales must be excluded from the scheme and dealt with separately. Sales to registered businesses are also to be excluded. However, occasional sales are allowed to be dealt with under the scheme. An example of such occasional sales might be a garage which sells petrol to many customers, and some of those customers, of course, may be VAT registered. All such sales would be allowed to be dealt with under a retail scheme. The key to all retail schemes is calculating a figure for gross takings. Gross takings, basically, is a measure of all supplies which the business has made. This figure is then split between zero-rated and standard-rated supplies, and, of course, the VAT fraction is then applied to the standard-rated portion. Daily gross taking would include all payments received from cash customers, which would include checks, credit and debit cards. The full amount of credit sales made is also included. We also include the cash value of any payment in kind for retail goods, the face value of any vouchers or tokens, such as gift tokens, book vouchers accepted in the place of cash, and, of course, any other payments that have been made for retail sale. Once an amount has been included in daily gross takings, only certain adjustments can reduce the figure. The adjustments to daily gross takings that are allowed are as follows. You must exclude receipts for exempt supplies, non-retail sales, and sales to registered businesses, because these items are outside the scheme. Also allowed is a deduction for refunds to customers. These will be refunded in respect of taxable supplies made at some earlier date. Also to be excluded are receipts from credit sales. This is because credit sales are included at the time of the sale, and hence, when the cash is received, it is ignored. The final exclusions involve non-receipts. Non-receipts are things such as illegible credit card vouchers, unsigned checks, bad checks, counterfeit notes. One thing to note, however, is that theft of cash is not a permitted adjustment. So, for example, if a member of staff steals from the till, or maybe the till itself is stolen, VAT must still be accounted for to customs. This is contrasted to when stock is stolen, shoplifting, because if there is no tax point, then there is no output tax to account for to customs. The point of sale scheme is a simple scheme which can be operated in two circumstances. The first circumstance is where all sales are made at the single positive rate of VAT, in which case there would be no need for an apportionment because all sales are at the same rate of VAT. Or, Electronic or similar tools are used which can analyse sales at the point of sale into different rates of VAT. This simple point of sale scheme is really only a retail scheme rather than normal VAT accounting, because you do not have to identify individual transactions. Output tax is based on a fraction of total takings. It may still be necessary to use retail scheme adjustments to arrive at gross takings, but an apportionment between standard and zero rated sales, for example, is not actually required. There are two kinds of apportionment schemes, aptly named Apportionment Scheme 1 and Apportionment Scheme 2. Apportionment Scheme 1 is the simpler scheme. It requires an estimated split of gross takings between different types of turnover, and it is available for retailers with annual sales, which exclude VAT, of up to £1 million. In each quarter, the purchases of goods for resale are expressed as a percentage, the percentage being cost of standard rated goods purchased, including VAT, divided by cost of all goods purchased. This fraction is then applied to gross takings in order to calculate the value of standard rated sales for the quarter. The calculations are made quarterly, with an annual adjustment being calculated at the end of the year, which is based on total figures for the year, and compared to the four quarterly amounts previously calculated. Let us have a look at an illustration of how Apportionment Scheme 1 operates. Note that for the purposes of all the illustrations and examples in this lecture, we are going to assume that the standard rate of VAT is 17.5% throughout. In the quarter to the 31st of March, a retailer did the following. It bought standard rated goods for resale for £150,000 plus VAT. It bought zero rated goods for resale of £100,000. It made supplies of £420,000, which is inclusive of VAT. The first thing that has to be calculated under Apportionment Scheme 1 is the fraction of standard rated purchases, including VAT, divided by the total of purchases. There were £150,000 plus VAT of standard rated purchases. If VAT is included, this becomes £176,250 of standard rated purchases, divided by a total value of purchases of £276,250, when we add on the zero rated goods purchased of £100,000. This fraction is multiplied by the total supplies made, which includes VAT, which was £420,000 in our example. This calculation then gives us £267,964 of standard rated supplies in the quarter. To calculate the output tax thereon, we multiply this figure by 7 over 47 and calculate that £39,910 of VAT was charged, or is due rather, to customs in respect of this quarter's sales. This is the figure that will be entered on the VAT return for the quarter ended the 31st of March. Assuming this trader has a March VAT year end, an annual adjustment would also be made at this time. Looking at a whole year's purchases and a whole year's sales, calculating, using a similar method, the VAT that is due to customs, which will then be compared with the output tax declared on the relevant four quarterly returns, and any adjustment necessary will be called the annual adjustment. Apportionment Scheme 2 is slightly more complicated than Scheme 1. The scheme is available for use by retailers with supplies not exceeding £130 million per annum. The scheme is based on expected selling prices, or ESP, which, of course, include VAT, of goods acquired for resale. So this time, we are looking at expected selling prices of goods purchased rather than cost of goods purchased. The fraction that we use is ESP of standard rated goods received in the last 12 months divided by ESP of all goods received in the last 12 months. This fraction is used to apportion gross takings when working out the amount of standard rated supplies on which the retailer has to account for VAT to customs. The fraction includes goods received in the last 12 months. This may seem odd, but it is there to avoid distortions from short-term fluctuations, and, because of this, no annual adjustment is required under Apportionment Scheme 2. The thing to remember about Apportionment Scheme 2 is that the apportionment of gross takings involves a rolling calculation of the percentage, which is always based on the last 12 months' details. Let us have a look at an illustration of how Apportionment Scheme 2 operates. In the quarter ended the 31st of March, a retailer bought standard rated goods for resale of £1 million plus VAT. The expected selling price of these goods was $2.75 million, including VAT. The retailer also bought zero-rated goods for resale for £750,000, with an estimated selling price of £1.5 million. In the same quarter, the retailer made supplies of £4 million, which includes VAT. The expected selling price, including VAT, of goods purchased in the 12 months to the 31st of March was standard-rated goods of £9 million and zero-rated goods of £7 million. For Apportionment Scheme 2, the apportionment of gross daily takings is based on purchases in the last 12 months at their estimated selling price. So, in the 12 months to the 31st of March, the estimated selling price of standard-rated purchases in the last 12 months was £9 million and the estimated selling price of total purchases in the last 12 months was £16 million. Hence, we will be looking at the fraction £9 million over £16 million, which will be used to apportion this quarter's £4 million worth of gross takings. Just to recap then, it is a fraction based on the last 12 months' purchases and their estimated selling price that is used to apportion the quarter's gross takings. Now this calculation gives us standard rated supplies of £2.25 million. That is the standard rated supplies for the quarter ended the 31st of March. We will apply the VAT fraction of 7 over 47 to this to find the VAT included in the figure, which is then put onto the quarter's VAT return.